Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 13th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on offer for today. Well, the first one, entitled Questions, really gives you the information that the current hysteria over the coronavirus is simply the pin that broke the bubble. And that's a long-term economic bubble, which is going to involve people and the way they relate to each other and the world changing profoundly over the next few years. And that change that we see economically will depend on whether the forces of inflation or deflation win out. Well, the next one, entitled Where Will the Money Go? Very simply, as in 2008, the most beneficial policies and funding will be heading for Wall Street banks and the behemoth corporations. And when the clouds from the coronavirus storm dissipate, those bailouts and all the corporate deregulation now underway will have created bank and corporate debt bubbles that are even larger than before. So it's not a very optimistic scenario, but I'm afraid it is realistic. Then I have a very quick piece, I mean quick, just a few, seconds really, a couple of minutes, on whether the data that we are receiving are reliable or not. And I guess you can guess the answer to that one. Well, in the last few shows, I've tried to explain the current new monetary policy a number of different ways. I mean, it is really quite complicated, but I do want you to understand it, if at all possible. So I'm going to do it again today, in a very short version, to see if that helps. Then we're going to talk about the so-called greatest boom in history, just gone. No fizzling away, it's just disappeared over this corona bubble at one fell swoop. Then we're going to examine, as I say in the title, some of the social changes after the virus leaves us. The texture of everyday life is already altered. A sense of fragility is everywhere, even if the internet does allow us to avoid the isolation that plagues have brought us in the past. But this is where the protective state comes in. So I've got a nice little piece on that. Then I'm going to talk about a movie that some of you may remember from the 1980s called Brewster's Millions, where, well, I won't tell you the story, but the government and the banks are scrambling right now, trying to figure out how to get all this money that they've just granted themselves into the economy. By the way, talking about the Fed's giveaways, please be reminded at all times that every penny is printing press money that no one ever earned or saved. I think that's an important proviso when thinking about this whole business of bailouts and what they'd much prefer to call rescues. But anyway, there it is. Well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you on demand and individually 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So do feel free, select any 3 shows from the archives, and if you don't have any preference, I strongly recommend the latest 3 shows. They all deal with current affairs to some extent, and obviously the current affairs of today are more alive and present in your thinking, and so it'll give you a better opportunity to see how I deal with them. And so with that, let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, which is actually on the Podbean page, on my Podbean page at the top, but here it is if you'd like to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. So I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. I think many of you know about these. Just let me give you the address. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And that's all one word, no punctuation, no spaces, all lowercase. Okay? Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, RM, my initials, Wake Up Call. No spaces, no punctuation, all lowercase. RM, Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I will take my leave and wish you a wonderful week ahead. I, Richard Martin, will be back with another synopsis of the Wake Up Call on Friday. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.